And after she washes them, then she wets them in clear water.
Rinses.
Huh?
Rinses.
And the cloth or rag you use for your washing dishes.
Dishcloth.
And when you're drying them?
Dish towel, dish, same thing, I guess.
Okay. What about the piece of cloth or rag you used to bathe your face with?
Washcloth.
Did you ever hear it called washcloth?
Wash rag. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's what we called it when we were growing up.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say dish rag?
Uh-uh. Dish cloth? Well, we did, yeah, dish rag.
Uh-huh. And to dry yourself off with, you use
a towel.
And say if you, a long time ago, if you bought a lot of flour, what would it come in?
Sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Flour sacks.
What about if you bought maybe 100 or 200 pounds, it would come in a big wooden
barrel.
Mm-hmm. The things that run around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
I really don't know. I know what you're talking about,
uh-huh.
But I wouldn't know what they're called.
Do you ever hear it called hoops or hoops?
Mm-hmm. But I didn't know that was applying to the rims around the barrels.
Uh-huh. What would you call that, hoop?
I don't know. Never saw any really that came in barrels.
Uh-huh. Well, did you ever hear people talk about a hoop or a hoop?
Kids playing with hoops.
Uh-huh. Like the hula?
Well, before that they used them, you know, just roll around.
What about something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in?
Keg.
And did you ever see a water barrel or a water keg?
My grandmother's house had what we called a cistern,
mm-hmm.
which is a big round barrel-like thing that was built up on stilts off the ground that caught rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
And this was used for her water
mm-hmm.
in the house.
How would they get the water out of that?
Oh, it was piped out of there.
Uh-huh.
Into the house. Of course, they still used this for storage of water after they had a pump, you know, and a well. Mm-hmm. It was pumped up into the cistern and then into the house.
Mm-hmm. But say on a portable container for water, the thing, some of them have a thing you can turn to get the water out?
Mm-hmm. Spigot.
Okay. What about out in your yard, something you can hook the hose up to?
Faucet.
Hmm?
Faucet.
Okay. And if the sink?
Faucet.
And say if you were driving horses and wanted them to go faster, you'd hit them with a...
that's a little out of my line, because if I hit one of them with a baseball bat, I don't like horses. And I wouldn't want him to go faster. I'd hit him with a stick.
Or the leather thing that they would have for...
Reins.
Or say for a buggy.
Reins.
To hit him with.
Buggy whip.
Huh?
Buggy whip.
Uh-huh. What are the reins? Is that...
That's what you hold on to keep from guiding the horse.
Uh-huh. Right around the face and it comes up to hold the horse and guide him.
Uh-huh. Is that when you got him pulling a wagon?
Both. Both riding and pulling the wagon.
Uh-huh. You call it reins either way.
Mm-hmm.
What about what your feet are in when you're riding them?
Stirrups.
Mm-hmm. And you say to... Before you can hitch your horse to a buggy or wagon, you have to do what to him?
I have no idea.
Well, put the
halters on
him.
Say if you wanted to take some corn to the mill to be ground.